So we started Perek Vav last week. We said there are five things that prevent a person from Bechina, and the consequences of those of that Bechina. Let's not go over them again. We'll see them as we go weiter. We'll go through them. We mentioned the five: shituf shel avodah zarah, redif after the havolim of this world, hergel b'tovus Hashem mitivoso, get used to them. The failures that a person has, the so-called failures that he has, that causes him to be koyfet toiv, means the bad, so-called bad things that happen to a person, and gaiva. That brings a person to think that all the tovus that he has are magieli, that I deserve them. The kitzur were the five things we saw. Let's see how they expand out. What are the things that come out of Bechina? If a person will be Boichen, the things that flow out of that is he will come to recognize and understand the enormous good that Hashem's doing for him, as we've been learning through Perek Hay in length. And he will therefore, as a result of this, and this is a major theme through the whole Chovos HaLevavos, is that when you start recognizing the good that Hashem does for you, it mechayves you to be Oved the Boira. The whole of Shar Avodas Elokim, which flows on out of Shar HaBechina, is on that yesod. That you become Meshubad, you become obligated to Hashem to serve him for the tovas that he does for us. And the second toitzah is that you will pay attention continually to see in everything the Chochmas Hashem. You'll become a connoisseur of Bechina, and you'll see in everything that you see in the world happening, you'll see the Chochmah of Hashem. Even in the things that at first glance don't look to be terribly Chochmatic, they don't seem to be from Hashem, they just don't make any sense. But if you start learning the Sugya properly, you'll start seeing more and more and more the Chochmah Hashem in everything that you see. Those were the five things that prevent, and the two things that come out of the positive benefits of Bechina. Okay, so on Kuf Pei Zayin, let's go a bit further. Ukeshincho Kore es Masha Raticha Alav B'Shaze. When you read at what is going to be used here to arouse you in this gate, in Shara Bechina. It's incumbent upon you to know. What we've spoken about here, there's Jonathan. What we've spoken about here is a very small portion of the secrets of wisdom, the many secrets of wisdom that a person come to via Bechina. Via his bina, via his understanding, as she is golu lecho kshelipcho ye tov mipnios. Sorry, when your heart will be clean of pnios, what we call vested interests. When you look at things objectively and straight, then you'll start seeing what we just spoke about here is just a very small fraction of what needs to be done out there and understood out there. V'nafshecho tizdakech al yedei ma'asim tovim. And of course, the more Maisim Tovim you do, the more purified you become. When you will arrive at an understanding of the secrets of Chochma, according to the ability that you have, each one is limited, each one has different kohot, we understand what we're able to understand. Alecha ledat, then you need to know, ki kol ma shehisakto, b'chochma saboyre v'yecholto b'olam hazeh, whatever you've attained, whatever you've understood of the Chochmah, the Boyer, and his abilities in this world, it's nothing. It doesn't even move the needle on the scale of his ability and wisdom. Important yosodia. All we're able to see is this world. This world is only things that were created for our needs. There's nothing in this world that wasn't created for our needs. So all we see when we are boichin, when we learn Shara Bechina, when we look at the world, all we're seeing are the things that were created for our needs. Avalo ad lanch yichol to megat. But we don't see how far Kodesh Baruch Hu's abilities go. She ain sofli yichol to. His abilities are infinite. Therefore, a person has to be awestruck. You have to have yiroso, however you want to translate it, fear, awe of a Kodesh Baruch Hu because of the awesomeness of his abilities, which are infinite. And not just, up to now, we've been dealing with trying to understand and see and learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhmah and abilities in what we can see in the Bria, because we can't really look anywhere else. But he says, if you do that, you're not even going to scratch the surface of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite chokhmah and abilities. So therefore, a person has to scratch deeper. You have to go deeper. V'alecha lidmus es ma'amot cho'boilom La'amodo shel yelet shenoylad b'chor beis asor shel ha'melech. To help you in this, what you have to imagine is that you were born as a child, as a baby in the prison. You were born in prison of the king. Shemelech richem alav v'tzivel esapik lo is kol ma shetoy v'avurin. Melech had mercy on this baby that was born in prison. It happens. People get born in prisons. Mother's in prison. She's pregnant. She has a baby in the prison. The baby stays in prison. So this child is born in the prison and the king has mercy on him. So he gives a command that whatever this child needs, they have to give him, they have to take care of him. Until the child gets older and his seichel starts maturing. He didn't know there was anything existed in the world except this prison, this dungeon that he's living in and everything that's there. A few people that he sees there, the hole in the ground, the bars on the windows, whatever he sees, that's all he knows. He doesn't know anything else. The shliach of the melech comes in all the times and gives him what he needs: candles, food, mashkev, avoshim, drink, clothes. He tells the child, "I'm the eved of the melech." This prison and all the food you're getting and the clothes and everything you're getting, it's all kashur to the melech. And he placed on this child, you have to say thank you and you have to praise the melech for what he's doing for you. Correct? Okay, so let's see what happens. So the child says, "Ani meshabach es bala bor haze, asher lokach oti liyos lo eved." I praise and have gratitude to the owner of this pit, this prison, who took me to be his eved. Umeitiv rak li bekol tovoisov, and he's doing only me good with all his toiv. V'samis einoi. And he has paid attention and taken the trouble to be concerned and to make sure that I have everything I need. I'm a lo ashliach. Al techane es ha-melech b'shem bal habo hazeh. Ben techto b'kach. Don't call the melech. We have to go through this marshal. It's a very interesting marshal. Don't call this melech habal habo hazeh. Because you could come to transgressions by doing that. Sha'ena boar ze levadoi memsheles ha-melech. Because this boar isn't all of what the melech has. Kima shenimtze berachave arotzoisov yoisim be'aboar ze lo musupa meroiv. What the melech has and what the melech controls outside of this pit is uncountable. You can't even begin to fathom what we're talking about. What the melech controls. Entire nation with cities and villages and farmlands and an army. You know what this, you call him a bala boaze. And you're also not his only eved, you know. He's got thousands, hundreds and thousands of avodim and faithful followers and subjects. All the goodness that you're benefiting, you're enjoying the pleasures that the king's giving you, what he's giving you is nothing compared to what he gives everybody else. There's 20 million people in his Medina. So he gives you a bit of food and drink every day, whatever. He's sustaining an entire nation. That he's concerned for you and taking care of you and he's mashgiach over you or whatever, and that's nothing. He does that for untold amounts of people. So the child turns around to the shliach of the melech and says, "And enu masig ma'uma mikol ma she'azkarta. I don't know what you are talking about. I don't get it. I don't understand anything you've just said. Ani mevin mi mochus ha'melek rak kefi ma she'ra'iti es tuvoy u'mimshaltoy. I understand about the melech only what I see. I see what he rules and I see what he does. I see the good and the rulership that he does. That's what I see. So that's what I know. So I don't know what you're talking about. Achayrim and worlds and medinas and villages and cities and armies. And I don't see any of that. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I see a ball and I see him taking care of me. Because that's what I know. As Amal HaShliach. Emo Eifokach. Say like this. Ani meshabech es ha-melech ha-elyon, asher ein keitz le-malchuso. I meshabech the melech elyon, who has no limitation to his kingship, ve-ein gvul le-tuvoy u-le-chosodoy, and there's no limit to his goodness and his chesed, infinite goodness and chesed. Ve-ani nechshav le-ein ve-efes le-umois cheloisov harabim. And in the face of all his soldiers and all his pamalia and all his legions, I'm nothing. What he gives me is a drop in the ocean of what he's able to do. It's bordering on nothing. That's what he tells this child. Now he starts understanding about the essence of this king, what he couldn't understand before. And Hashem's transcendence, enormousness, roimimus, starts increasing in his thoughts. A fear and awe takes over his mind. And in his eyes, the quality of the goodness of this king and what he's benefiting from the king, it grows unbelievably. Because despite how massive the melech is, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot to take care of. He's got a lot on his plate. And you're just a speck of dust sitting in a prison somewhere. Nevertheless, hinu meshgiach chalav umeitiv loy v'chashivusoy. He takes care of you and he worries about you and takes care of you. Not despite his greatness, but because of his greatness. Despite the fact that Hashem's so big, nevertheless, he takes care of me. That's not the pshat. The pshat is because he's so great, he takes care of me. I might have mentioned this. It could even be last week. I don't know where we mentioned this. I mentioned this somewhere along the line. I don't know where I spoke. The different places, Aval, I mentioned this idea that it's one of the fundamental principles of Yiddishkeit, Lamaisa. It bothers us going into Rosh Hashanah. You have to mamlich Hashem. So Hashem's the king and I'm the subject and whatever, but Hashem's infinite, he's big, he's massive. Like Hashem really has time for worrying about whether whether I ate a kazais or I ate less than a kazais, or I made a brocha on a revis, but it wasn't a revis, it was less than a revis. Hashem's got infinite worlds. You know what's going on out there in the world and whatever. He's really interested in the little things going on in my life, and that bothers us sometimes. But Pinkus always used to explain, we all agree no one has a problem with the fact that Hashem is nothing too big for Hashem. There's nothing too big for Hashem. Hashem's got infinite power. That means he can do whatever he wants. He wants to pick up the Everest mountain and throw it into the cosmos, into some outlying galaxy or whatever. He wants to crush and put into power. He does what he wants. He makes the sun. There's nothing too big for him. What we often forget is that nothing too small for Hashem either. There's nothing too small for Hashem either. If you would see, for example, the Chofetz Chaim, big tzaddik, Chofetz Chaim, and you go out in shul, and you see in the backyard of the shul there, he's busy playing ball with some 5-year-old. So you could come to the wrong conclusion, or you could come to two conclusions. The one conclusion is, wow, I thought the Chofetz Chaim was a big tzaddik. Yes, he's also into narishkat. Yes, he's also, you know, he's also knows how to waste his time. Yeah. Okay, we thought it was a big tzaddik, but we see he's also got, you know, he's still got what to work on. Or you could say, wow, Chofetz Chaim's so great that he even takes time out to make a little boy happy. That's Hashem. There's nothing too small for Hashem. Nothing too small for Hashem. Look at the details. Go look at the world. Look at the tiny little details that he does just to make things a little bit more beautiful. A little knate here, a little serrated edge on a leaf, a little. There's nothing too small for him. He can do whatever he wants. How can he mitzamtzim himself like that? Because he's so great, he can do anything. So there's nothing too big for him. There's also nothing too small for him. Therefore, yes, he can concern himself about the smallest little details of my life. Not because he's small, because he's great, because he's infinite. That's what infinite is. You look at the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, you said very clear there. Yeah, if the Aron didn't have a little crown around the top, it would change anybody's life. Now, I'm sure there's big secrets there. I'm sure there's big soidus there. I'll pick a bolo about it. You need the crown. But just based on what we're talking about here now, it just finishes it off. It makes it look nice. Just makes it look nice. It's very, very nice. Pretty. Hashem takes care of those things. He doeg for the little things. And that's what this child in the prison suddenly realized. Despite the fact that Hashem is massive and he's big and he's so busy, whatever, but he's doeging me, he's taking care of me, he's looking after me, he's worried about my well-being. That's a reflection of his enormous greatness. Like with the Chofetz Chaim playing ball with the kid, you suddenly realize, well, I didn't realize how great the Chofetz Chaim really was. That he can take time out to make a little child happy. Chofetz Chaim's got all of Klal Yisrael on his shoulders. He's a big person. He's got lots going on. Yeah, but because he's so big, he can also do, he can decide to do something small and make a little kid happy. More important to remember that yesod. Through understanding the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by meditating on our infinities and how massive his potential is, not his potential, his koichaso, I mean, sorry, that's what you know. You come to realize that there's nothing too small for him either, which means I'm not too small for him either, even though I might think, well, I'm not really that significant. You know, there's 8 billion people in the world or whatever. There's a lot going on in this world. This universe, our universe is beyond comprehension, and there's infinite amounts of universes and solar systems and so what am I? I'm a little speck of dust sitting on a speck of dust, you know, fighting with my neighbor over a speck of dust. I mean, that's what it is. You can think, well, so there. This is highly insignificant. Wow, I'm going to go Mamli Hashem, Rosh. Yeah. Dafka, because you've understood how big Hashem is, and that sense of awe and that sense of wonder has entered into you, you're suddenly not realizing, hey, I'm shaykh to all of this. There's a place for me in all of this. And that's an enormous, enormous, powerful place to go to. Vata achi, lev, sim lev. Think about how accurate the moshel is to the nimshel, or the nimshel is to the moshel. Keshetistakel begalgel harakia hasoyviv es kadu aret. When you look at the sky, whatever, the galgel harakia, the firmament, whatever you want to call it, the atmosphere, the blue thing that we see floating around, it surrounds our planet, Earth, sh'im ein anu mivinim, es ma shenimtze bebikke ketanisha ba'aretz. If we don't even understand what's going on in some valley, somewhere in the Golan, we've never been there, there's a valley there. We don't know what's going on there. Kol shekain she'anenu mevinim es ma shenimtze bekol kadaretz. We certainly don't understand what's going on in the entire world, the entire planet. We don't even know what's going on in our own backyard. Kol shekain es ma shenimtze begalgel harakia, and kol shekain, what's going on in the out there in the orbit? Kamo shoyse yelet shebebo beisasol lo hevin muuma migadulas hamelech. He didn't understand the same way that kid in the prison didn't understand anything about Hashem's godless, about the melech's godless. His boynan achi b'moshul ze v'bedokoto. You have to take this moshul and you have to meditate on it and you have to check it. V'heiven migdulas v'yichoylas haboyris baruch behetem lema shehu. And you have to start slowly understanding how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how powerful he is, how much abilities he has, according to who he is. V'yigadol b'enecho hatoy v'chesed shechonen noyscho. Then you'll start appreciating everything he's doing for you, all the good that he's doing for you. Chonon is loshen chinam. Ata chonen la'adam das. You're giving it to me for nothing. I didn't pay for it. I didn't earn it. Hashem's chonen us all these things. Shalamarot she'ein mispa librua. The Kodesh Baruch has infinite creatures in the world. He has a lot of stuff to take care of. In the sea alone, that's a full-time job for most people. Taking care of all the creatures in the sea, making sure they got food and they don't. Hashem has a lot to take care of in this world. Ain mispar brewing. Bekol zoi su sames ain hashkechoso hapratis eilecha letoiva. Despite that he's so busy and he's got so much away, but he's watching you closely, carefully, mamash under the mark. You're there. He's standing right next to you. He's with you, taking care of you, looking after you, knows exactly what you need. He's got your file open in front of him, taking care of you 24/7. Va'abet, v'hadras covered, el sefer terosu mitzvayso. And then go have a look in his Torah, in his mitzvahs. Utatzier b'machshovtcho es ha'pachet v'es ha'kovod harav shelibcho reichesh la'odam ha'omid u'mechubad yoyse mimcho. And then, imagine in your mind the fear and the honor that you would give to somebody who was so strong and so much more mechubadik than you. To the extent that he's standing, his position is much greater than yours. And to the extent that he needs you less, you need him a lot, he doesn't really need you. Gedoyle be'enecha yoyse ma'ale tuve imcho ubehetem lakach hincha meyaches erech lemitzvoysov v'azorosov. You'll pay a lot of attention to his commands, his warnings that he tells you, his requests that he asks from you. V'incha mitametz v'torech lasu says ritzoni. You would go out of your way to do his rotzon. You get a call and then you pick up the phone and you say, yeah, it's sure, yeah, whatever. And he says, listen, my name is Kanievsky and I'm calling from Bnei Brak and I need a favor. I need a favor. No, so how honored, how would you feel? You would say, well, I'm a bit busy now, maybe call back later. No, you drop whatever you're doing. Why? Because he's standing, he's so much higher than yours. He's so much greater. He's you're honored the fact that he's even taking time out to talk to you. To do anything that he asks you to do. He's boinen b'tzumas leib. So now go think with a lot of attention. V'tasig bezrat Hashem. And you'll acquire, you'll attain with Hashem's help. Ech im kein mutl alecho. How much is incumbent upon us. Alachas kama v'kama. How much more so. L'kitoyva l'boiris barachu l'ovdoi b'leib sholom mitoich yirus ha'kovod. How much we have to do what Hashem asks us to do from Yiras HaKovod. It's because of the Kovod he has. She'ein cheke ve'ein soif l'gudulosoi v'yicholtoi, because there's no end to his greatness and his abilities. ולמרות שאין הוא זוקק לנו כלל, he needs nothing from us, nothing whatsoever, which is an interesting discussion, what that means, מיטיב לנו בניסים ונפלויס, he continually pours down upon us, ניסים ונפלויס, מועידים אנחנו לך, you say מועידים 3 times a day, you think about what you're saying, זה כבר מספיק, you're already in a different world. If you can actually say moedim once a day properly, you're already in a different world. But properly different world. I'm not talking about you just went up a rung or two. A whole different world. And you think about what you're saying? Rachamim v'chesodim ad ein misbar b'kol eis u'b'kol sho. All the time. You know what eyes are? You know what a pleasure it is to have eyes? How much would you pay for eyes? You get a blind person, he hasn't that old to see. Someone comes and tells, listen, I can give you eyes, you'll be able to see, but I need you to get up 5 o'clock every morning and whatever. He has a book. I need you to read from this book for an hour every morning at 5 o'clock for the rest of your life. The guy wouldn't agree. Of course he'd agree. So why is it so hard to get up for sleep? Okay, that's another problem. That's because we have Bechirah, so we need a Yetzirah, so we have a problem, Baruch Hashem. V'ilokim berachamah v'chasod of Yosim mezchelkeinu mibein oivdov hamakirim nezdarche tuve v'esmuhusom omein. And right here at the end of Shara Bechino, because we just finished Shara Bechino, you didn't even notice, but we just finished Baruch Hashem, the first time, Shara Bechino. And he asks that we should be amongst those, we should be considered amongst those that are his servants, that recognize his ways and his goodness and his essence. Omein v'omein. Ad kan shar ha-bechina. So next week there won't be a vad because we'll be grappling with other problems like Rosh Hashanah. The week after Monday night is like Erev, it's Erev Yom Kippur, no? Yom Kippur is on Tuesday night, Wednesday. No, Tuesday or Wednesday. So Monday night we're still good to go. Of that's Erev Yom Kippur, the Monday night before Yom Kippur. It's Erev Yom Kippur basically. Monday night is already Tuesday, so that's almost the night of Erev Yom Kippur. Ad Rabbah, so it's a good time to learn. The question is, what are we going to do after this? Go back to Shara B'tochen, maybe do something else in the Chovas HaLevavos. I don't know, maybe think about it. If you've got anything to tell me, you'll tell me. Maybe we'll discuss. Maybe next week we'll do something Nogei L'Inyona D'Yom, Lo Yom Kippur. Let me see what I can come up with. And then we'll decide. I started learning Shara V'Ones Elokim of the Chavusa once, and we just gave up. It was just too hard. But that was a long time ago. Maybe let me have a look. Maybe we'll go from Bechinim to Vesakim. Maybe we'll go back to B'tochen. Maybe we'll just do another Sefer completely. I don't know. I would love to do with Yonatan and Shimi. That would blow you away. Shabbos Malchosah, which we do Friday mornings, which is an awesome Sefer. But I have to get the Eli's. Eli, we learned that already on Friday, so maybe Eli wants to do something else. I don't know. We have to think what we're going to do. There's Baruch Hashem, the Torah is big. There's a lot of Torah we can learn.
Yeah, that book helped me keep Shabbos, thanks to you.
Sorry?
That book helped me keep Shabbos when we learned it in Yeshiva.
Yo. That Sefer is Noir Venifla. But you have to learn it the way we've been learning it. We started learning when Corona started, Eli, myself, and somebody else, and we've been keeping going. Every Friday morning, we've hardly missed, almost never missed a session. Well, we missed one so there, but mamash really. And we haven't finished the Sefer yet. We're getting towards the end of it, whatever. But it's changed. It's mamash changed our life. There's no question. Amazing Sefer. Amazing Sefer. So, okay, but that's been done already. And if somebody wants to go through, then the recordings are all in place or whatever. So I don't know. Maybe let's think about something else. Okay, in the meantime, Chizim et Tova, good year, good bench to you for all of us. It's been a rough year. We have to ask Hashem. We can't. It's too much. It's too hard. Don't have the kalim to deal with what he's throwing at us at the moment. So we have to get busy and try and see if we can get something a bit more pleasant this year, Bezrat Hashem. Everybody, whatever they need, should be Besuras Tovas.
Amen.
Should be Simcha, good health, whatever you need. Begashmas, Beruchnias, Sister Mamash, blessed, good year.
Amen. Shkoyach, same to Rabbi.
Amen. Same to all of you.
You all still see right now that Brocha was sent to South Africa for the guys. I'm not going to see. You will still talk about it. At least it has to suffer me for another few more days. So
I enjoy it.
All right. Listen, have
something like that.
All the best, Rabbi. So take good care. Good yo. Sivach Simatova.
Amen.